just to end with a few short and light ha'aras. The first ha'ara is that one of the differences that the Mishnah mentioned between a kohen and a kohenes is that a kohen gets to eat kotshei kedoshim, but a kohenes, she cannot eat kotshei kedoshim. And we said that what's the makar d'chsiv? The pasuk says kol zochar b'vnei aharon yoichalena, referring to kotshei kedoshim, and it's pretty clear that it's zochar v'loy nekeva, that only a kohen is allowed to eat from kotshei kedoshim, but a nekeva is not allowed to eat kotshei kedoshim. Rabbi Eliezer Stern shared with me a beautiful maramakim and a beautiful tzushtel to that maramakim. The maramakim is a meshachachma, classic meshachachma in Parshas Koyrach. The pasuk says, "Kodesh kadoshim locha hul ulevanecha, bekodesh hakadoshim toichlenu, kol zocher yoichal oisai kodesh yelucha." That's the pasuk. So the pasuk is referring to kotshei kedoshim. That's pretty clear. And it says, "Kodesh kadoshim locha hul ulevanecha." Hashem's talking to Aharon. Kodesh kadoshim is only nechal by kohanim. Where do you eat the kotshei kedoshim? Bekodesh hakadoshim toichlenu. You have to eat it dafka in the kodesh hakadoshim. Kotshei kedoshim when nechal lefnim. It had to be eaten dafka in the Azara. Kol zocher yoichal oisnoi. Only a zocher is allowed to eat it. As opposed to an akeva, kotshei kedoshim, like we just had in the daf. We had a different pasuk. But it's only nechal lezichrei kohuna. Kodesh yelecha. This is something that's going to be kotshei. Says Ramei Simcha, that yesh loimar. This pasuk is not just telling me the halacha that kotshei kedoshim is only nechal lezichrei kohuna. But it's also telling me, and it's not only telling me the halacha of where kotshei kedoshim had to be nechal, but this pasuk is telling me the time of the kra, why it is that kotshei kedoshim had to be nechal lezichrei kohuna. Why is it? What's the pshat? What's pashup pshat that kotshei kedoshim is nechal only lezichrei kohuna? So it says Rav Meir Simcha, pashup there would have been makom to say that maybe the kohen has more kedushas kohuna that the kohenes has. For example, kohen could do the avoida. Kohenes can't do the avodah. So you would think that maybe that's the reason that only the zohar is allowed to eat the kotshei kedoshim as opposed to in the keva. But Rav Meir Simcha says that's a little shver. You know why it's a little bit shver? Because the halacha is that a kohen bal mum is allowed to eat kotshei kedoshim. The Gemara in the Pirchis and Kachim throughout Say the Kachem will say things like Malu Balmum Shekein Oichel. Right, that's always the cooler that you find with the Balmum. Balmum can't do the Avodah. It's mamish the most shreklich thing imaginable. But at the same time, if the Balmum wants to eat Kachem Gezunt Tehei, he can eat it. So says Rav Meir Simcha, if the reason that Kachem Kedoshim is Nechal Lezichrei Kohuna as opposed to in a cave is for the same reason, for example, that only a Zohar can do the Avodah, Balmum Teichiach. So why is the Balmum different? So says Rav Meir Simcha, I think this pasuk is coming to tell me the reason. You want to know why in a cave a candy kotshei kedoshim? Because where was kotshei kedoshim eaten? The pasuk says b'kodesh hakedoshim teichlenu. It had to be eaten dafkin in the Azara. It says Rav Meir Simcha, who was in the Azara? There were a lot of men in the Azara. If the halacha would be that a woman is allowed to eat kotshei kedoshim, so then there'd be women dreigzich in the Azara and poshit mitzad. And all these in Yonim. So the Torah didn't want that there should be women there. Because of this Inyan, they pierced the Ervich Bechalilo. It says Rav Meir Simcha that being that the Kachi Kadoshim is so Kaddish, you find Vakert that the more Kaddish the situation is, the more gdarim that you need as it relates to Erva. So it says Rav Meir Simcha, that's the Hemshech of the Pesukim. Kodesh kedoshim lucha hu ulevanecha. Bekodesh hakedoshim teichlenu. Where do you eat kotshei kedoshim? It has to be eaten dazara. It's for that reason called zocher yoichal oisai. That's why it has to be eaten dafka by the schar. In other words, it's not mitzad the kedushas ha'oichal. It's not mitzad achsarin in the gavra. If that was the case, then Balmum would be no different. The teretz is it's out the mokim. So to have a Balmum koyim being in dazara, so what? What's the problem? But to have an isha in dazara, that's already an issue mitzad priestess. What was the tzushtal? The tzushtal was Rav Meir Simcha l'shitasai. Rav Meir Simcha who said that in the mokim amik. Not only do we say, oh, you're as a mokim kedusha, that a person in a mokim kedusha is going to have as a hero of air, fakered, sakfid the shasar riglo, because you offer tayrim derech eretz, umal aret zim, and then it says, ish imoi v'aviv tiro v'ashab soysai tishmoiru. Yen Rav Meir Simcha, that we spoke at a few times recently, that Rav Meir Simcha says that there's an inyan that in the mokim amikdosh, you need more shmira when it comes to arayas. That is the reason that the kachim was nechal only lezichrei kahuna bekodesh hakadoshim taichlenu kol zocher yoichal oisai mamish v'divrei pi chacham chemim. Classic Rameh Simcha and a beautiful tzushtal from Rebbe Eliezer Stern. That's the first star.